Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's called Walk, Don't Run. It's the name of that song. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Schreier, Dr. James Schreier, Ph.D., author of Audition for Your Next Job, Observations on Resumes, Interviewing, Networking, and More. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. Jim, we were talking about how to help your key people be happy with you. Whenever someone is working for you that you don't even, you know, one of your nightmares would be when you wake up in a cold sweat because you dreamed that they were turning in their resignation. When you have a person like that, you want to make sure that they don't have someone doesn't call them and say, hey, let's go to lunch, and they don't talk to them about how they can help them be more fulfilled than you are, than you're helping them with. If you don't do that, or if you do that, they're going to say, well, you know, why would I go to work with you when I'm happy where I am? And they're going to say, well, we offer you more money. Well, hopefully they'll say, yeah, you know, I'd rather be happy. I mean, small businesses can't outcompete for the money on the big companies. You got to do more on the other side. You got to do more on the fulfillment side, I think, most of the time. And one of the things that you talk about, and I know you want to talk about, is practicing to help them get better and get better at what they do. And we were talking about role-playing a minute ago. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that I've done as part of my training programs for decades. I believe that they needed to be a major part of every training program I did, had to be experiential. And a lot of that had to do with, okay, let's put people in situations and let's give people an opportunity not just to hear a bullet point list of here are the things to deal with, a customer challenge of some sort. Let's talk about doing it. Let's talk about how you would handle that. Mm-hmm. And when you take that out of the training program setting that I'm familiar with and put it into practice with clients that I worked with, it's looking for opportunities to one-on-one with that employee, particular, and your focus on, I need to do this with my best employees, not just forget them, is to take a look at a situation and say, let's talk about how to handle that. Mm-hmm. We've got an important customer coming in today. We've got a challenge coming in today with a long line of holiday shoppers. Even in the pandemic situation, we've got crowds to deal with. How do we deal with that? How do we keep our cool under pressure?
What do we expect
and
them to say?
Role playing is one of the best ways to deal with that.
What would be some questions they would have for us? What do we know about complaints that they've had in the past? How have we resolved those? Are there still any of them hanging out there? What can we expect to happen? And what is going to be our answer when they ask us those questions?
Correct. What's the technique we can use to deal with that customer in the best customer to serve them, mm-hmm. the customer that's upset about something? You know, we know right now in the pandemic that it seems like almost everybody's on edge. So little things are triggering people to react. Well, how do I make sure that my staff doesn't react to that? We know that people are sensitive to things. So the best way to deal with that is practice, because right now we're dealing with a higher likelihood of unusual situations popping up. Mm-hmm. So we don't want our people to react just out of inexperience. We want them to react with the techniques we know are important for the success of our business.
And not just with customers either, right? Sometimes with each other, like if you got a key employee who's managing somebody, who's managing a team, then you know maybe one of the things you could help them become better leaders, better executives, is to say, okay, now we have this new program, this new policy, this new product. Why don't you and I go over how you're going to present that to them? Why don't you present it to me as if you were presenting it to them, and let me act like I think they would act. What do you think about that, Jim?
Absolutely. And I think one of the big things there, particularly for small businesses, people are going to say, well, we don't have time for that. We don't have time to do a half day of training. It doesn't have to be a half day of training.
When are you going to have time to do it? When you going to have, if you can't, what is it someone said? If you don't have time to do it right, when are you going to have time to fix it?
That's right. Absolutely. We don't have time for training. What if we train these people and they leave? What if you don't train them?
And they don't leave.
And love that one.
And I love that.
It's like, wait a minute. I can take 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes before the shift starts in the afternoon, to go over some of these key things, to practice some of these things. It doesn't take a full-day training program to reinforce some of these positive things that we need. A tip of, you mentioned a new product. It doesn't take more than a few minutes to say, everybody, let's get together and focus on, here's one key attribute of our new product that we think everybody should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a matter of a minute or two to reinforce, and that's practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's focused practice.
Hey, Jim, I need your website, please.
Barcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com. Barcliffs.com.
Right. Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jim, will you come back soon? Good job today.
Sure will.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassen.
You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.